Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Jack Weiss, Principal Engineer and Chief Systems Engineer for Automated Driving Solutions at Intel. Welcome, Jack.
Thanks, Allison. Glad to be here.
So, Jack, why don't we just get started with automated driving? And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion in the media and a lot of hype around the capabilities of automated driving. Can you just take a step back and define Intel's view of automated driving and what is the vision for what we're aiming for in the future with this?
The promise for automated driving, which is really a range of capabilities, everything from kind of driver assistance all the way to fully automated driving. But the possibilities in terms of what it will deliver to society and to people around the world in terms of zero accidents, better use of time, congestion on roadways, this is really going to transform, you know, society in really powerful ways. So we're thrilled to be a part of it, and we're thrilled to have a product portfolio that really offers sort of an end-to-end capability that can help bring this vision to market. As I mentioned before, when people talk about autonomous vehicles, we like to say automated vehicles because automation is really a range of capabilities. Cars today on the market are starting to have capabilities like adaptive cruise control. That's where you can set cruise control and your car will automatically adjust speed to keep behind the car in front of it. That's a form of automated driving. We would call that probably level one or level two automated driving. Perhaps your car will soon be able to kind of just drive itself for long periods of time on the highway. Highway assist or highway autopilot, some companies are calling it. In this case, your car might be able to change lanes even and travel for hundreds of miles until you need to exit the freeway. So that would probably be kind of a level three automation. And then you get to the more fully automated level four or level five, and that's where you may not even need to touch the wheel at all. In some cars, there may not even be a steering wheel. There may not even be pedals. That would be a true level five automated vehicle. So you're going to see a range of these kinds of capabilities with traditional cars all on the road, all at the same time. That's kind of how we see the market and how we see it sort of breaking down in terms of the different levels of autonomy that could be delivered based on what kind of technology are in each of those vehicles.
I can see some of the benefits for each of these use cases, but it seems like there's a lot of technology that needs to be delivered to make especially some of the more advanced use cases a reality. Can you tell me a little bit about where the industry is focused in terms of technical advancements and technology integration into cars as well as into the networks that will connect cars and connect cars together?
Sure. Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, automated vehicle development actually starts in the data center. Those higher levels of automation require much more complex algorithms that require incredible amounts of captured data from the real world so that we can train those algorithms and get those algorithms to the point where they can learn. People might have heard about deep learning or machine learning. These kinds of algorithm technologies is what allows a car's sensor to be able to recognize objects in the real world. And if it wasn't for advancements in the data center, just in terms of the size and breadth and depth of computing that Intel can deliver in the data center, it wouldn't be possible to create these algorithms in the first place. So it really starts in the data center, and Intel's technology leadership there has made some of these algorithms now possible to create and build and test and simulate for the very first time before you'd ever think about deploying those into the vehicle. Within the vehicle itself, though, you also need enhanced capabilities. You need higher fidelity sensors, like higher resolution cameras, higher resolution radars, LIDARs. These are really advanced sensors that were incredibly expensive, but now are coming down in cost while they're increasing with capability thanks to Moore's Law. And so now vehicles have the opportunity to better sense the environment around them. But just because a camera sees one thing doesn't mean the radar is going to see the same thing, or the LIDAR might see something different. So really, it's the combination of all those sensors that requires high computational capability to not only process the sensors, but fuse all that information together in real time to create a virtual representation of the world around the vehicle. And then with that virtual representation, which is often called an environment model, then high-performance computers can then enumerate possible trajectories. So what are safe paths that I can take within that environment model? What are emergency trajectories that I could take if somebody happens to step out in front of my automated vehicle? You might enumerate hundreds, if not thousands, of different possible trajectories that your automated vehicle could take every couple seconds based upon what those sensors are seeing and what the fusion of all that sensor data is telling the vehicle about the world around it. All of these things need to come together to be able to deliver those higher and higher levels of autonomy. We're in a position now where the first time ever, some of these concepts that have been in the industry for decades are on the cusp of being delivered through real technology courtesy of Intel in a vehicle and data center near you.
What do you think it's going to take in terms of industry investment, technology, and auto industries working together to actually deliver to this vision? And when do we expect to start seeing some of the more advanced use cases take to the roads or show up in showrooms around the world?
This is no easy task. So I think what you're going to see is a series of partnerships emerge in the industry. Intel announced recently a partnership with BMW and Mobileye, where we committed to delivering both a highly and fully automated vehicle by 2021. But it really takes the combined estimates of multiple different companies who are technology leaders in their own spaces to come together and combine that investment, engineering talent and expertise, so you'd have not just a couple hundred, perhaps even thousands of engineers working collaboratively to bring these experiences to market. It's very difficult for any one company to kind of try to tackle this on their own because of the sheer scope and complexity of the solution. And so that's what kind of makes it difficult to pin down a specific date. You know, when are we going to see autonomous cars? Well, the truth is we're going to start seeing them very soon. There's just going to be different levels of autonomy in different timeframes and different environments around the world.
Now, Jack, I know that you described areas for technology innovation, and it seems like Intel has invested across the full scope of areas. Can you tell me the latest coming from Intel?
So we see a couple different areas that are really key. First is you need that high performance in-vehicle compute. Intel delivers the best performance per watt in the market, and so that gives us a very strong technology portfolio for that supercomputer in your car. Second, you need high-speed, low-latency communication. There's been a lot of news about 5G. Intel is a leader in that space, not only contributing to the standard development, but also we expect to be one of the first to market with products in that space. That's also going to be an important piece. Third, we mentioned the data center before, huge amounts of data, very complex analytics and data science operations that need to happen on that data to create these models that create these algorithms that can learn out in the vehicle. That's a key piece. And then finally, we can't forget the human in all of this, you know, the human-machine interface in terms of how does the human interact with the car? How do we communicate with the car? How do we dialogue with the car? How do we feel safe? How do we know what the car is doing? Intel is also a leader in user experience research. And so all of these things brought together gives Intel an opportunity to bring products and expertise from across our company and apply it to this one space all at the same time. So we feel pretty confident that we've got the best and most comprehensive end-to-end portfolio that can help deliver automated vehicles to market. And we're thrilled to be part of this and collaborating with so many out in the industry to do so.
What are the other exciting things that you're expecting over the next couple of years to hit the market that will entice folks to start testing or evaluating automated vehicle capabilities?
So just in terms of a regular consumer, this future is really a lot closer than we might think. The second thing that you're going to see is some very high profile deployments that'll get a lot of press attention, news in the media about kind of fully automated mobility on demand services. So these are services that you could dial up, kind of a robo-taxi, if you want to call it, that comes, picks you up. There may not even be a human driver in there, and it takes you to your destination. And maybe that happens within a confined space. Maybe it's a 20, 30 city block area, or it's certain communities or neighborhoods. But this is where we're going to start to see, again, probably before the end of the decade, initial deployments of this. Again, many people think that fully automated vehicles are quite a ways off in the future, but I think many will be surprised. They're actually just around the corner. And so I think that's just going to continue to fuel excitement and interest in this technology, which will allow it to be deployed in more and more locations around the world in ever greater and more complex environments like urban and city environments and in more extreme weather kind of scenarios like heavy snow or rain.
Jack, one final question for you. I'm sure that folks want to learn more about what Intel is doing in this space. Can you provide an area for more information?
The easiest thing to do is go to intel.com www.tesla.com/autonomous-driving. And there you'll find an excellent overview of all the different technologies, capabilities, and research teams that Intel is bringing to bear in this market.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.